Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you and worship you for this beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day when you know Jesus. Lord, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for showing us all these wonderful things all throughout the Word of God, especially in the book of Acts, what we can do in this mighty name of Jesus, a name that is given to us that is absolutely a most magnificent name, the name that overcomes all sin, all enemies, all sickness, and all disease. And to think that in the name of Jesus, we have all power over the enemy. Lord, I praise you and thank you for the beautiful name of Jesus. Now bless the word today as it goes out, that you might take your word and use it mightily to bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, as we're going through the book of Acts here, we're on up into chapter 9 here, and we'll find out what's fixing to happen to Paul, or Saul, how after he had his Damascus Road experience here, and how that he had had authority from the chief priests to bind all them that call on this name. In other words, when Saul left Jerusalem, he went out to take authority over everybody as he was doing there in Jerusalem. He was going out getting men and women, throwing them in prison for believing in the name of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? But the Lord said unto him in Acts chapter 9 verse 15, the Lord said unto him, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him, Paul, how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, Paul did suffer. As we go on into the New Testament, you will find out the great and mighty things Paul had to go through. And praise God, so far, most of us have never even come close to experiencing these great and terrible things that Paul experienced. So you and I both need to be grateful to the King that we have the privilege to share the name of Jesus in America, in freedom. Right now, we're still free. We will suffer persecution. In fact, I took the name of Jesus, and I was getting people saved and healed and delivered in the workplace. And as I prayed for my men and everything and asked the Lord to bless not only my company but the men, of course, I was using the name of Jesus. And this took place quite a bit for many years. But when I really got to where I did it every day on a regular basis, it wasn't long until HR got involved and they commanded me, just like these Pharisees and Sadducees did, to stop using the name of Jesus in the workplace. Now, I was the manager over a large corporation. I was a regional engineer, and I worked in management. And although I worked directly for a VP, when the VP retired, after he retired, then, of course, I'm up in my 60s by this time, but I'm seeing the Lord do great and mighty things in the workplace, heal people, deliver them. I'm teaching men how to pray over their jobs, how to get them knowledge and wisdom from the Lord, showing them how to fix equipment and doing all kinds of things. And I've got a praying group of men. And the devil didn't like what was happening. And he had the younger men in HR from our corporate headquarters, as well as the local area that I was over, they come against me and told me I had to stop speaking in the name of Jesus. And I told them, no, under no way. The name of Jesus is where the power is. And they terminated me after 29 years with a corporation, and all because I would refuse to stop speaking in the name of Jesus. Well, I consider it pure joy. At least I wasn't beaten and thrown in prison like Paul and John and Peter and all them were. But these men, I pray that these men that kicked me out will get saved one day and come to know who the real King is, because it's obvious they don't know who he is. But anyway, and it says, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands on Paul and saying, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Now, when he had received food, he was strengthened because he had been there 3 days with nothing to eat or drink. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. And all that heard him were amazed and said, is this not he that destroyed them which called on this name, the name of Jesus, in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Now, isn't it amazing that the man that they had got convinced to go out and kill Christians, when Jesus came and presented himself to him on the way to Damascus, and he saw the light, heard the voice, saw Jesus, and he got saved. And then, of course, he was blinded by the light, and then the Lord restored him, filled him with the Holy Ghost, opened his blind eyes and everything. This same Saul now is, the Jews are going to take counsel to kill him. He was one of their men. It's just like a, just kind of like the mafia. When you take the mafia or a group of hitmen and one of them is going to, be a killer and go out, they work together. But when one of them wants to leave the organization, then they want to kill him. They don't want him to get out. So this is exactly what's happened to Paul. And it just goes to show all of these people are controlled by the enemy, or these evil spirits, which is Satan and his host. But their laying away was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night, and they let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Isn't it amazing? It appears when you read this book in detail, everybody wants to kill you regardless of where they're from when you start preaching in the name of Jesus. These, even the Grecians, after he started speaking in the name of the Lord Jesus, they went about to slay him or kill him. Now then, when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. And then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, they were multiplied. Now, it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. And as we go down through here, it says, and they found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and he was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydia and Samaria saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now then, I'm telling you, if you take a group of people at a town, if you go into a place where nobody has heard about Jesus, and you start preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus, in fact, you can be anywhere. You can be in a place where, a city where Jesus has been proclaimed, but there's been no miracles, no signs, no wonders, no nothing take place. And the people say, oh yeah, them people down at that church, you know, they're a little flaky. There's something wrong with them. You know, they go down to that church every Sunday, but I'd whole lot rather go out and, fish or go boating or hunting or something else on Sunday. You know, church is just something that, you know, weak people or old people do. Well, the reason people think that is because we've not walked in the power of the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you take the name of Jesus, it's amazing what you can see. In fact, I just had one of the men that goes to my church, he was telling me just this last week about a miracle. As he has shared our videos and audios and CDs and things with people all up and down his workplace, there's several people work there, and how they've all been so inspired by the teaching of the Word of God and how their faith has been built. He said one of the little ladies that was a cleaning lady, a little Spanish lady from Mexico, poor, underprivileged people that have been beat up on by the enemy that come up here from Mexico that have nothing, and they have no knowledge, no education, so they do what jobs they can, and one of the jobs they can do is clean buildings and so forth. So this little lady was kind of a janitor in our building, and she was working, but she had a sister that a couple of 3 days before had been stung all over her face and neck by a bunch of wasps. She'd got somewhere in a huge wasp nest, and they just stung her just all over. I mean, her head was swelled up, her eyes were swelled closed, her nose had swelled shut, and her throat was swelling closed, and she couldn't breathe, and they had no money. So because they had no money, they couldn't take her to the doctor. Well, it said Sunday morning, this happened, I think, on Friday, and she was so bad by Sunday that her dad came over to see her. He heard about it, and when he saw her, he said, I'm getting her to a doctor somehow, money or no money, we're going to take her to the hospital. Well, they took her to the hospital. They looked at her, done a couple of blood tests, and said, there's nothing we can do. You need to call in the family. Said, she's dying. Well, Monday morning, that woman, that cleaning lady, was back out there at work, and she was telling some of the men and women what had happened. And as the men and women of God that go to my church, and when they went to lunch Monday, they were talking about this, and one of the men, it's a real strong prayer warrior, he said, well, my goodness gracious, there's not a use in us letting that woman die. Let's take the name of Jesus, and let's ask the Father in Jesus' name according to some of these mighty promises. And they all stood on Matthew 18:19, where Jesus said, again, I tell you that if just two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. They took that verse, Matthew 18:19, the four of them agreed in prayer. They came against the enemy, commanded the enemy to leave that woman that stung her with all them wasps and all that poison to leave her body, and for the Heavenly Father to restore her in the name of Jesus. And they thanked him and praised him for doing it. And the next day, when the woman came back to work, she was hysterically happy. They prayed at noon that day, and by 9 o'clock that night, that woman, which had been terminal that morning, they said couldn't live through the day, by 9 o'clock that night was completely healed, all of her swelling gone, and she was released and came home to the hospital by 9 o'clock Monday night. And I'm telling you, this group of people was ecstatic, praising God. Well, now that's what you can do with the name of Jesus when you do things in faith. We have many testimonies like this and many teachings on these things. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. All you need to do is call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries, tlsm.org. And there you can order free audio, video, CDs right there. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.